The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. At the age of 5, Kyle Dendy lost his father to suicide. Now he wants everyone to know they have a purpose.
I think all of us, Christian or not, have a call, a tug, a pull on our soul, on our spirit. We know we're born for more, created for more, crafted for more, called for more. But what do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when the call in your life, you hear it, it's like a phone call, you hear it, but you don't really know how to answer it? What do you do when you don't know your purpose?
Thank you. You've been polite. You're still clapping even though Betty's not here. Thank you very much. And I'm James Robinson. Welcome to Life Today. Randy, our son, is here because Betty is having some knee problems that really makes it very difficult for us to even sit still or do anything. We think we're very near the absolute healing that we believe is ours. And I appreciate your prayers. And thank you. And Betty will be back very soon. This is a young man. His name is Kyle Dendy. He's written a book called The Purpose Playbook. And when I had Kyle here, how old were you when you were here first time?
18.
18 years old. I knew I was talking to someone very gifted by God. And I was impressed with the fact that I really believed he loved the Lord. He wasn't enamored with his gift. He wasn't a career seeker. He was a Jesus seeker. He wanted to run the race the Lord set before him. He wasn't trying to create something. And he's gone off to California to college. And he's just continued to be running the amazing race. I want you to meet Kyle Dendy, and I want you to make him a major focus of your prayers and your support for what he's doing. Welcome, Kyle Dendy, back to Life Today.
Thank you so much.
Kyle, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. Thank you so much.
Tell everybody where you are in California when you're out there at school. Where are you?
So right now in California, I'm at a school called Biola University, just south of Los Angeles. It's a Christian school, and I have some amazing people out there.
You can handle California okay?
I do. I believe it's a great place, and I believe it's a place that really needs the Word of God, a place that has a lot of darkness, but there's no better place to take light, so.
And so you're going to take some.
Exactly.
Have you found some good responses when you share out there? Are they open?
I have. I think there's a lot of people that are open to the gospel and open to this message of purpose that I have to share that I'll get into today. A lot of people that are seeking, searching, looking for something, and it's the Word of God. So
when you talk about the purpose playbook, let's read what's on you.
Yes.
Your shirt there.
Yeah, so this shirt right here says, if you're reading this, you have a purpose. And I believe somebody watching this right now is going to see this shirt, and even if it's just that causes them to know that, I think that's worthwhile. So.
And that you want them to find God's purpose for their life.
Exactly. That's exactly
you think God
right.
has purpose for everybody?
I think God has a purpose for everybody's life. No creator creates something without giving its creation an intention, a purpose, the design that he built for something. And every single one of us has one by far.
And no unimportant person?
Excuse me?
No unimportant person?
No, not at all. And I think a lot of times we start comparing our purpose or the size of it to that of the next person. They say that if you're called to be a king, don't stoop to be a street sweeper. And if you're called to be a street sweeper, don't stoop to be a king. So we got to stop comparing our purpose, our gifts, our callings to everybody else, because comparison is a quick way to kill destiny. But the moment you start lining yourself up with what God has for you, and you try to be the best you that you can be, you're going to open up a life that you never knew was possible for you.
What did you try to show them in the book here in your playbook?
Yeah, so this book really stemmed from, I had a conversation with a friend not too long ago, and he said something that really changed my life. He said, I feel like all too often we have this saying, this mantra that we say, that you can lead a man to water, but you can't make him drink. But he said, what if the problem for some people is that they don't know how? And what they need is somebody to do what's hard, to go out of their way, to cup their hands together, to kneel down and say, this is how it's done. And when he said that, immediately my mind went to the subject of purpose. Because I realized in that moment that the problem that so many people in my generation, the problem that so many people in this world have when it comes to their purpose, it's not that they don't want to find it. It's not that they're not praying to God and saying, God, show me my purpose and I'll run after it with everything. But they look around and so many people are saying you have a purpose. So many people are saying there's more to your life than what you're living. They look around and so many people are saying you need to find your purpose, but they look around and nobody is showing them how to find it. And that's why I wrote this purpose playbook. Because if you think about it, when we go to the school system, which we're raised up in for so long, we're trained to choose a route and aim based on what's gonna make the most money or bring the most security, make your parents proud or pay the bills, but not what was I born for. Sometimes we go to church and we get a message or a series on the subject of purpose that's left, that your purpose is to glorify God. But it leaves people even more confused for the person who's called not to vocational ministry. Like, what does that look like for me on a Monday? And that's why I wrote the purpose playbook, because I'm on a college campus where so many people are saying, I don't know my purpose, but I look around and nobody's stepping up to say, this is how it's done, this is how you do it. And that's what the purpose playbook is all about.
And what do you call, you do these little posts where you just take off with something on your heart. What do you call that?
Spoken word poetry, yes.
The spoken word.
Spoken word poetry. Word.
Yeah. Potion?
Poetry.
Poetry. Poetry. Yeah, spoken word poetry.
Yeah.
Poetry. Yeah. What it is, it's a potion, too. It's a healing potion. Yeah.
It's an art form.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen any slam poetry live, you need to go.
Poetry. Well, I've seen some of it. Because I saw Bethke. Say Bethke was one of them?
A little bit. Yeah, in that vein. Yeah. Okay. Are we going to get some?
Yeah, he says he is.
Can we do that,
really?
Let's share some, yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Knock, knock, who's there? It's a kid who's man enough to call out society and disrupt the straight rows and chairs. I'm tired of seeing all of my peers get placed in a box, like being placed in a box ring to box Mike Tyson in his prime. Their untrained dreams get knocked, their skip gets rocked, and when they stumble and fall into the flow of I'm just going with the flow, society takes a death grip on their dream and refuses to let go. Here, sit in this chair for just 17 years. We'll train you up to maybe get a steady job, work for 40 years, complain about life over a few beers, and talk about woulda, shoulda, coulda, when all of those things were always closer than they appeared. Listen, kid, science says that the chances of you being born are something like 1 in 400 trillion. And if that's true, then you have better chances of winning the lottery with odds of 1 in hundreds of millions. And while your guidance counselor may say that the dream that you have is something like 1 in a billion, I'd bet on that 1 if my soul believed that that 1 was the purpose for which God sent me to this earth with a chance to be brilliant. You see, not every single person is a perfect fit to the mold. Not every single person can be accurately judged by 2 standardized tests, contrary to what we've been told. You see, a perfect score on the ACT doesn't mean that you're smart. I paid hundreds of dollars for ACT prep just to find out that guessing is an art. They'll teach you the guessing strategies too good to be true. You can guess on the test using what they teach and get the score you need to slip through. And maybe I wasn't supposed to say that, but the other kid who can't afford the cheat code, struggles through the test, actually tries, is judged by the exact same standard and can't get a score to make do. But if that kid is you, I came to tell you today that this too is true. That you get 1 shot at life on this earth, so it's time to raise the bar. Bet on your strengths and follow your heart, for the pull that you feel will guide you to greatness like the North Star. You see, my problem is not with education. That's not the problem at all. My problem is that society day by day tries to cut the cord on the phone that allows one to hear their life's call. We train kids like robots and tell them not to break the rules. But I wanna know who made the rules in the first place, because I believe it's the rules that need a review. And I understand that you're much older than I am. I understand that you've seen much more than I have. But just because I'm young doesn't mean I'm dumb. If it's the youth that will live and what the future becomes, shouldn't a young youth with a voice have a say in the outcome? Listen, it's time to make it okay to not fit the mold. And with this next idea, I believe I struck gold. If we take a few less courses in isosceles triangles and take a course in how to be bold, how to be wise, how to find our life's purpose before our life dies. If I hear one more person talk down about my generation with 0 sense of hope in their eyes, all I will think in the back of my mind is lies. Lies, lies, because my generation is coming up in a system that tells them to shoot for the skies, but the moment they do, tries to make sure that they don't rise. There is hope for my generation, but it's hidden behind the lies. So let the world keep talking down on us, and we will rise, rise, rise. I want every single person watching this broadcast, every single person under the sound of my voice, no matter your age, race, background, gender, to hear these words, that there is a purpose for your life. There is a reason why you are here. Your life is worth living. In the words of Miles Monroe, your existence is evidence that this generation needs something that is inside of you. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., when he said, when you discover what you will do in life, set out to do it as if God Almighty called you at this particular moment in history to do it. But listen, the problem that so many people have when it comes to purpose, again, is that nobody is showing them how to find it. And because of this, people are taken to this dark spot because they don't think that there's a reason they're here. They don't think that there's a purpose for them being here. There's a reason that they say every 12 minutes, somebody in this country takes their life. every 12 minutes, somebody in this country who didn't believe they had a purpose for living. That's always what it comes down to. Takes their life. When I was 5 years old, I walked into the house and I saw my father just after he committed suicide. And what's interesting about this, however, is that I know that he knew that he had a big purpose on his life. I believe with all my heart that his purpose, his calling, what God was calling him to, was something similar to mine. But one or two things happened that got him to a dark place, and the enemy made him think, even if it was just for a moment, that you don't have a purpose. And listen, there's so many people in this world who are dealing with the same thing. And even for people who aren't at that dark of a place, what a lack of purpose does for most people is it causes them to, in life, just go through the motions. Just go with the flow. Just exist instead of live. When God has more in store for all of us, it says in Ephesians 3:20 that the Lord our God is able to do immeasurably more than anything we could ever ask, think, or imagine. My question then is that if we serve this immeasurably more God, why on earth are we living a going through the motions life when our purpose, our dreams, our calling that is on our life was never about us? It was always about every single person whose life, soul, destiny, and eternity is attached to our obedience to the call of God on our life. Your purpose was never about you. Your purpose isn't just this thing. You say, if I want to do it, I'll do it. And if I don't, I'll don't. There's consequences to not pursuing your purpose. The last chapter in this book is about this subject called burn the boats. That even if you know your purpose, there comes a time when you got to say, I'm willing to bet on myself. I'm willing to bet on the call of God in my life. And so along with this book, if I can grab this for a second, the Purpose Playbook. And this first month that this book comes out, every single penny, 100% of the proceeds are going to fight teen suicide. Because I'm tired of hearing about people. I hear about people all the time that so-and-so in this city, this kid, 14 years old, takes his life because he doesn't believe that he has a purpose. But we're going to fight this. We're going to beat up the devil. And we're going to raise awareness for this problem. And I think a lot of times when we talk about teen suicide, things like that, we talk a lot about solutions like counseling and things of the sort, which are important. But what about the solution of purpose? Mm-hmm. What about not just telling a kid, hey, you have a purpose and going on with your business, but sitting down with the kid, doing life with the kid, cupping your hands together and saying, this is how you find it. Yeah. That's my heart with this book. Yeah. That's why I wrote the Purpose Playbook, to help people around this world, because I believe this is one of the biggest questions people, not just Christians, but everyone has. Why am I here? What is my purpose? I think all of us, Christian or not, have a call, a tug, a pull on our soul, on our spirit. We know we're born for more, created for more, crafted for more, called for more. But what do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when the call in your life, you hear it, it's like a phone call, you hear it, but you don't really know how to answer it? Mm-hmm. What do you do when you don't know your purpose? And that's why I wrote this Purpose Playbook. I hope people will get this, not just for themselves, for their friends, for their family, for the people in their life that they know need purpose.
You appreciate him? Absolute. Great, great truth. Powerfully presented, supernaturally, as far as I'm concerned. Gift and purpose. Kyle, you want to really reach out to those who are feeling like so purposeless that happened to them what happened to your dad.
Exactly. 100%.
And, so where do they go online to get the book and know this? And here's what I just say to you. If they go online and say, okay, what would it cost me to just get a copy of the book? If they go for that, what would that be? Is that, are you selling the book for a price?
Yeah, so when they go online to my website, they can get the book, The Purpose Playbook, okay. And then the
now
proceeds.
I'm going to add, the proceeds are going to, if you want to make a gift, though, if they made it out to, how would they make it out? Because a lot of people say, well, it would be tax deductible. Well, I want to give you $100 to help with your, you know, trying to help the people about to commit suicide. Is it any way it can be tax deductible?
Not the way it's set up right now. But all the proceeds will be donated to the...
All right. Can I say something real quick? I was watching, and we were having dinner, and O.S. Hawkins was in there, and you and O.S. go way back.
All right.
And you're telling stories about this guy that got saved and these people that got saved. And I was watching Kyle, and he was lighting up because he was hearing the stories of people that have given their lives to sharing the gospel. And something inside of me just said, this man's going to have stories. Mm-hmm. Someday, you're going to sit around and reminisce about all the people that came to know Jesus because of your willingness to step out and fulfill your purpose.
Amen. All glory to God.
And help others fulfill theirs. Will you all pray for him? Would you tell him thank you again for just making his life available to the Lord? There is Kyle Dindy's website, which is, you see it up on the screen, and I hope you'll get the book there and make the gift so he can literally take this first part and just invest it into helping people know their purpose so they don't commit suicide. He's going to make a very definite, let's say, assault on that mindset and try to set these people free, and I believe he can do it. Father, I pray you'll let Kyle touch everybody that feels this emptiness that he's referring to, because you've given him you've really given him a burden for it that's birthed in your spirit and in your heart. So you just miraculously enable him to do it. Thank you for the gift you've given him, in Jesus' name. Kyle, I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Believe that. You know we're with you, right?
Of course. Thank you so much.
Always will be. We're truly trying to help get people free from sexual trafficking. It's one of the most awful things in all the world. And you're the ones that listen, you really are. You're the ones that inspire us with your love. Because we can show you a need that's very legitimate, and we can show you a perfectly effective way to meet the need. It's like the perfect cure for a disease that's undeniable. It's proven. And when you see it, count me in. I want to be a part of that. I want to get it to them. Well, freedom, when you find somebody needs to be reached with love and rescued from a horrific, even not just trafficking, but bondage in prison, literally like a slave, and you restore them. That's what love does. It's what you do. I want you to watch. You're going to see a child, and you're going to make all the difference in the world. Not only in this one, because that process has started, but in so many lives. Watch closely and prayerfully.
I just wanted to explain why, with this particular little girl, that we're not showing her face. She's 11 years old, and so we want to do everything we can to protect her. So when you were just 9 years old, something terrible happened to you one night. Why don't you tell us about that? I'm horrified by her story, and the tragedy is she's not the only one. There are so many girls, and here's what I think. If we don't defend her, if we don't say no to those vicious predators, and they, trust me, they are very well organized and they are very well funded. So we've got to get organized. We've got to get funded. It's time to let our righteous anger rise to the surface. There's some things that we can say, well, that's not good, but this is evil. This is absolutely evil from the pit of hell, and we cannot abandon these beautiful children who are longing to know that there's at least one person on this planet who cares for them. I want her to know it's you and it's me, and we're going to fight for them in Jesus' name.
You see Sheila walking there, and that's just like the arm of the Lord Jesus, the shepherd with the little sheep. Did you hear that they got her when she was 9, and now she's 11, but she goes home and she's so poor she collects cans and sells them, try to help her family. She's doing what we should all want to do, and that's help. She's a perfect example of reaching. These are the ones we reach. And by the way, she's going to be safe. She's not going to have to keep collecting cans, and they're not going to get her back. See, that's what's called reach and rescue. And those mission reef workers are not going to take their arm from around her. And now then we can actually get them out and take them to a place that's a safe haven. They can't get them back. You've made that happen. And we do it by one child or one person at a time, $128. We rescue, we reach them, rescue them, and restore them. And that's a year. And right now we've targeted 2,500 that we want to rescue. But our viewers, some of them said, we'll match. We will match to double that, to 5,000. So if you can help give the amount to rescue one of $128, it'll be two. Or if you say, James, I don't even have 128, 64 will be doubled, and you'll rescue one. And we ask everyone who can, and I'm grateful to say I will do this by the grace of God, rescue 10 with a gift of $1,280. There are many of you can do that. You'll find great joy in doing it. Some of you can say, well, I can even do more than that. I know you will if you can. But if you give the 1,280, you're not just rescuing 10 now, it's 20, because it's doubled. It is amazing what God can do. Randy, I know because you got four beautiful children.
Yeah.
And you got a tremendous amount of love, and you got a lot of, you know, now you're having some little nephew and nieces.
Yeah.
What does your heart say when you say
this? As a father of daughters, we've seen these stories now for years, and it just kind of bothers me. It breaks my heart. But when I saw that roll in, it was the sound of the little girl's voice. That's a child. That's a child. If we as Christians can't have the compassion to rescue a child, what good are we? We are salt that's lost its flavor if we can't reach into this world and rescue children. So I hope you will join us. We've got everything in place to do it. We just can't do it alone.
Well, you really are the answer. Your answer to every prayer of every missionary and relief worker and every person that recognizes the situation. So here's what I ask you to do. Go online or dial that number. Always a prayer line for broken hearts, paid for by love. And if you go online or dial the number, I want you to get a bank card, and I want you to use it the proper way, like it's a check. And I'm asking you to make the greatest gift of love you can right now. If you can help us rescue several, just know that the number you can reach out to, it'll be doubled. If there's any way you can rescue 10 with a $1,280 gift, we want to send you the beautiful, beautiful Thomas Kincaid Bridge of Faith. It's a beautiful canvas, beautiful picture to say thank you because you've given someone a bridge of hope and life. It'll be doubled to 20. $128 will not reach one now, but two. So at whatever level you can help, please go online or dial the number and you release the love of God with that gift. It changes everything. Thank you for doing it.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of violence and sexual abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of millions of young children. With their bodies broken and hopes crushed, these children are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. With your help, Mission Rescue Life can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore children and young people to the beauty God designed for them to enjoy. With a generous opportunity of a $320,000 matching gift, your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift of any amount today, we'll send you the Names of God prayer journal. From Adonai to Yahweh, this journal is filled with beautiful photographs to help you reflect on 31 different names of God found throughout Scripture. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Names of God Bible. This special edition NIV large print Bible is engraved with the many names of God, a beautiful reminder that the God we serve is infinitely good. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request a beautiful Bridge of Faith frame canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I've spent the last few days walking the streets of Mumbai. I have seen brothels. I have seen children. I have seen women. But they all have one thing in common. None of them chose to be here. The women I've talked to, they were either kidnapped from Nepal or other places in India, brought to Mumbai with the hope of something bigger, something better, a future, an opportunity to improve their lives. And what they found was torture, captivity, and bondage. It is an overwhelming, hopeless cycle. But you know what? We can do something about this. First, it's preventative. We want to spread the word to the people that are lying and taking these young women captive, these women that all they want is a hope and a future. We want to educate and equip them so they don't fall captive to this. But secondly, the ones that are captive, we want to rescue them. We want to give them enough hope that they'll be brave enough to step out. And when they step out, we want to give them a place where they can be restored. We want to restore their life. We want to give them skills so that they can have a dream. We need partners for rescue. But you know what? We need you to go to the phone. We need you to go online. We need you to be generous. I know what you've seen. I know what you've heard. It's uncomfortable. But we need you to move into action. Thank you.
And all of you here, remember now that you can go online, and all of you who are watching, and get the Purpose Playbook by Kyle Dendy, knowing that when you do that, and maybe even indicate that you're going to be making a gift to be sent to him, to help him stop the teen suicide. Saw it right after his dad committed suicide. That'd make an incredible impression. Now he's trying to head people off from that purposeless thought and give them purpose. So join him with it, okay? There's his website. Would you join Randy and me in saying thanks?
Thank you.
Kyle, appreciate you. Stay in touch. I appreciate your letters. Right. Let me know what's going on.
Okay.
God bless all of you. Thank you.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come be a part of the Life Today studio audience. Go to lifetoday.org/tickets. lifetoday.org/tickets.
As I'm being wheeled into surgery that morning, and I don't know, I experienced the peace of Christ.
Sheila Walsh, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.